My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, final hour on a Vibe Check Tuesday here on The Hoffman Show. If you missed the Vibe Check in hour one, that's what the podcast is for. Just search The Hoffman Show wherever you get your podcasts, including the only place you can also listen live to the show, the free Odyssey app. Well, of course, outside of your radio, or unless you want to watch it, then we're on YouTube, et cetera, et cetera. Earlier today, I had the chance to catch up with Bill Smith, the NFL Director of Research and Analytics, talk about the brand new NFL Pro, and here's that conversation. Joining us now is the NFL's Director of Research and Analytics. And that is a big title, and he does a lot of really cool stuff. It's Bill Smith. And Bill, a lot more of that cool stuff is going to be accessible to all of us this year, as there is a whole new, like, you guys aren't even calling it Game Pass anymore. It's NFL Plus, NFL Pro is the extension of the NFL Plus, where you guys are now allowing sorting and searching and all kinds of cool stuff, all kinds of integration to the all 22 game film and a lot of the next gen stats and features. I probably just done a terrible job butchering, Bill, all of the cool stuff that you do. It's just so much stuff. It's hard to encapsulate. So first of all, thanks for your time and welcome to the show. And two, I would say, do you want to do a better job of what I just did of kind of explaining some of the new stuff here? And then we're actually going to give folks that are watching as opposed to listening to this a demo of what you guys have built. So again, welcome. And how would you try to summarize what you guys tried to do with this new project?
No, thanks, Craig. Appreciate you having me. I think you did a pretty good job. So what we've done with the Next Gen Stats specifically platform is it's been something that's been internal facing that we've had access to since 2016. We've really been ramping it up, trying to add as many cool stats and data points as we can to contextualize the game, to really get fans more in-depth knowledge of what's exactly playing out on the field. And we've been working over the past year or so to really try to get fans a better offering so they can engage with the data. So as you mentioned, we released NFL Pro as part of the NFL Plus premium subscription for this season. NFL Pro really productizes a lot of the great next-gen stats and other data that the NFL holds. And then what we really wanted to do is we really wanted to tie everything to the All-22, to the coaches film, so that you can see just the power of the data and that you can see the validity of the data, so that you can not just say, like, hey, here's this number and this stat, like, what does it really mean? Well, we tied all the plays that fall underneath specific filters and queries, so you can watch just that subset of playlists. You can search All-22 and watch all of a quarterback's third and long attempts, all those attempts against the blitz, to really, like, hone in and be more efficient on how you're watching film to be able to give fans really a best-in-class experience.
So this is something that teams through a variety of platforms have had access to for a long time. I always just kind of wonder that the more that the league has extended the ability to watch the All-22, especially to media, and then certainly to fans as well, whether you just kind of go in some of those platforms and, like, hey, let's add a 33rd team that there's no access to practice footage, and, like, let's just try to do that. Why ultimately did you guys go the route you did, building something new that is more integrated into the familiar place that fans and media have been finding All-22 film and the next gen stats for years?
We really just wanted to democratize access to the data in the film. There shouldn't be a barrier to entry, whether it's from a media side, whether it's wanting to break into coaching, scouting, whether that it whatever that may be. Like, having access to do your own research, to get yourself more familiar with the game, to learn more about the games. Like, that's what we want for fans, for media. That's what we want for everyone throughout the football ecosystem. Like, everyone getting more access to data, more access to the video, only brings the level of intelligence of everyone up. It only brings the level of awareness of everyone up. And it just really, like, lets people a little bit more on the inside. It helps them, as we call it, NFL pro. It helps you, like, be more of a pro with your fandom, with your, you know, content on the media side. We really just want to, you know, give everyone the ability to access all the great data that we have access to.
No doubt. And I will say it will help this show a lot, because, you know, as well as having to sort through, or like if I used to want to watch a team back and be like, all right, I want to watch the Commanders' next opponent, and I want to watch just their offense, like I'd have to kind of scroll through. It was a little bit clunky, to be nice about it. Bill, I'm sure you have gotten a lot of feedback on that over the years from all angles. But now I can just sort through, and we'll give folks a demo of that in just a second. But one last question I have for you on the front end here, Bill, before we dive into the product itself, is data is only as good as folks' ability to use it. You know, every team across the league has basically the same data. Their ability to use that data, you know, creates for them a competitive advantage or disadvantage if they're not using it well. When you think about fan-facing data and making sure that it gets that fans really understand what they're looking at, do you have either a good example or kind of an overall methodology that you think about in making sure that the data, now that it's all available, is used to really enhance fans' understanding of the game?
Yeah, absolutely. We tried to design the platform with a large spectrum of fans in mind. If you're a real diehard, avid, heavy data fan, you'll see when I give the demo of the product, we have statistical dashboards that you can dive into, do your own research, and pull out your own insights and findings. If you're a more casual fan and you want to sort of be led to water of like how we can utilize this data, my team each and every week is going through and doing research for, you know, NFL Network, NFL Media. We're working with the game crews and providing some of what we think are the best insights that may lead and help determine the outcome of a game based on team tendencies, team performance, player performance, scheme. All of those are in here, and they're sort of spoon-fed to you throughout the process. So if you're more casual, we can sort of elevate to you what we think is the most important things each week. And if you're more avid and you want to do the research yourself, we've provided the mechanism for you to be able to do that.
Bill Smith, NFL Director of Research and Analytics, now going to show us this fancy new product. And I will describe for everyone who's listening to this on the radio or catches this on the on-demand and podcast form, kind of what is on the screen to the best that I can. But of course, if you want to check out with the visual, Bill and the folks at the NFL have given us the green light to be able to actually show you all 22 tape at the Team 980 and at Craig Hoffman on YouTube. So Bill, I'm going to go ahead and pull up this shared screen that you have, and you can take us where are you going to take us? Because there's a stats platform, then there's kind of a film platform. So this from just on a baseline level, looks like you have kind of the two sites that used to live in Game Pass on the film side, and then the next gen stats site are now all in one place. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely. So when we land you here on the homepage of NFL Pro, we sort of give you openings to the rabbit holes for each of the two main offerings in the product. You have the stats section, you have the film room. If you scroll down on the homepage, there are a few more things. We have some of those custom insights that I talked about for teams and players for each week going in. You scroll down. One of the things we really wanted to do is really explain what the next gen stats data is, what it's measuring, and why it's important for all of your football and fantasy decision making. So there's a lot of educational components throughout the product. You scroll down more. We have each matchup throughout the week. You can scroll through and click and get a little top line information on each one. Continue to scroll down. There's some high level stats and standings, but I'll go back up and I'll start with the stats page. So if you click into the
which, by the way, right now features Terry McLaurin as the featured image. Bill, I don't know if you did that just for us, but we're going to pretend that you did and say we appreciate it.
Hey, I'll take it. Any credit we can get, we'll take the positive feedback. So again, you scroll into season stats, it lands you on the passing page. We have stats pages for passing, rushing, receiving, and defense from an individual perspective, as well as team offense and team defense. Again, right at the top of the page, we have some sort of explainer content on some of the metrics. So you look at time to throw. It sort of tells you how we categorize them, what the NFL average is on a pass at about 2.75 seconds, and then some stats that are correlated and related to time to throw. So if you think about quarterback pressure, that's related on time to throw. The longer the quarterback holds onto a pass, the more likely he is to be pressured. And then air yards per attempt, the longer the quarterback holds onto the ball, the more likely it is for him to throw the ball further downfield. So just some of that more educational content to sort of show fans what they're going to see below. If you scroll down in passing, it's just like any other stats table you've seen. For this, I want to go into the rushing, though, and look at some Commanders stuff in general. You go into the rushing stats, you scroll down, you have the stats table for any.
Right. And like, there's both basic and advanced stats here, just for the folks listening. You have yards and yards from scrimmage, rushing yards, whatever version this looks like. Mm-hmm. Did McCaffrey really have 1,400 rushing yards last year?
He did. He had almost 300 more rushing yards than anyone else in the league.
God, I didn't realize that. That's why I said for a second, I was like, that yards from scrimmage? No, Christian McCaffrey actually had 1,459 yards rushing last year. It helps when he averages 5.4 a carry. But you also have things like rush EPA, and you have a lot more advanced stats down here as well. And I think what's really cool, Bill, on this right side of the chart here, the table, is you also have some how many times did he get into a rush where he breaks 15 or 20 miles an hour? So you talk about the explosive ability and like when do these guys really get into the third level and get to open it up. You get to see how often that happens. So that's really cool. And on the next gen side of it as well.
Absolutely. So if you go through here, you can then utilize some of the next gen stats splits to see how different running backs are faring in different situations. So if you open up the splits, you can look at inside or outside the tackles, how they're doing versus how many defenders are in the box, whether the quarterback's in shotgun, under center, or pistol, where they are, if it's red zone or goal to go, like big upside there for fantasy usage. So if we click into light box, so from a Commander's perspective, maybe didn't see as many light boxes as other teams in the league last season. Now with a rushing quarterback in Jaden Daniels, Cliff Kingsbury wanting to open up the offense a little bit, maybe you see more light boxes. So if you sort the rushing by the rushing yards over expected, which is a next gen stats metric that tries to isolate the running back's contribution in different of the offensive line and a lot of the scheme, you can see that, you know, Brian Robinson was 15th in the league last season. And even though he may have only averaged 4.5 yards per carry against the light box, and that might not be one of the highest in the league, you can see that he gained 40 yards over what he was expected to gain on those particular rushes last season.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The really, really cool thing about this, all these statistical dashboards and everything within NFL Pro, you see if you're watching a lot of gold numbers on the stats dashboards, any number that is gold is a link. So Brian Robinson had 93 rush attempts against the light box last season. I can click that 93.
And then and I can go watch
it automatically curates
money,
that
Bill.
Playlist.
That's great stuff, Bill. That's what we're talking about.
So it goes in and it plays those 93 plays. We have all the metadata on the play. So time, quarter, down, distance, field position, the 22 players who are on the field. And it just runs sideline, end zone, all the way through. So in addition, we have filters on the left-hand side of the page here. So if you want to see, you know, rushing and you only want to see, you know, maybe they're going to look to run outside the tackles more often this season, you can select outside the tackles. It goes from 93 plays to 44 plays. Within here, the URL for someone like yourself doing content is customized to the exact playlist you have. If you share this out on social media, your followers can click in directly through this link and they'll land on the same 44 plays. So they can watch exactly what you're watching as someone who's doing the research on the Commanders week in and week out. These playlists are also savable here at the bottom. So if you want to set a 2024 playlist for Brian Robinson rushing outside the tackles against the light box, you can come back each and every week and it'll already be populated with plays from that last week's game as you continue throughout the season. So it's really, really cool. It's really powerful how the stats and the film work together.
So let me ask you on the kind of the your end of it, what kind of team do you have working on this and how fast are you guys able to turn this around considering how in-depth this is?
So we have a decent sized team of 8 to 10 people working to get custom curated insights for every game each season throughout the week. And hold on, I can pull up the Commanders game for this week. If you go to the game page, you'll see on the matchup insights that we have things specifically curated for each game. And then the data and film, I do want to call out, are available at 6 a.m. Eastern the day following the game. So it's not updating live. It's not there directly after the game, but it is in first thing the next morning. It's the same schedule that the teams get access to the data and the all 22 from the league. So we're really democratizing it for the fan and really want to give everyone access to the same data and film that coaches, front office members, and players are privy to.
That's huge because that has been, I'm sure you're well aware of, one of the issues, let's call it, with Game Pass in the past is it's kind of a mystery box of when exactly it would pop up. And most of the time it would be there by like noon on Tuesday, but sometimes your game didn't quite pop up. But to know that it's a part of that same system that teams are getting, it feels like it's going to be super reliable, which is great. Really excited. Bill Smith is with us here. He is the NFL's Director of Research and Analytics. All right, Bill, we got time for maybe one more trick if you got time, if there's anything else that you want to show us on this site.
Absolutely. So as we sort of I've talked about with my team going through and creating these custom insights each week, the first place that we start for where we go down the rabbit hole is here at what we've created on each game page. We're calling the matchup comparison tool. So we've taken each team and how they're doing in a specific subset of our Next Gen Stats data and rank them based on EPA per play, EPA, total EPA, and success rate, and then have them on a rolling average to rank teams in certain categories such as passing under pressure or on play action, against the blitz, deep passing. And we then are able to create an advantage for teams going into certain games. I will say for the Commanders specifically, going into week one, this is based on 2023 data. New coaching staff, new quarterback. I would say this isn't as relevant for this specific game as it is with two teams who have consistent coach quarterback. But we have this available. So if you want to start your research each week with, hey, here's a place where, you know, the Commanders may have an advantage over their opponent, or here's a place where I think one of my fantasy players will have a big game. Like, we give this to you, and then you can go and do your own research further down the rabbit hole. It's a really powerful tool. It's a really cool way to start your research process each week, and we're just really excited to get it in the hands of fans throughout the country.
No doubt. When you say a rolling average, obviously this year, or for week one, it's based off last year, but like, you know, by week four, let's say this year, will that just be the first 4 weeks? Will it be like 3 weeks at a time? How is that going to evolve throughout the season to try to capture current form?
So it'll be a rolling average with just looking at 2024. So again, in weeks, rolling into weeks two and three, the sample sizes are going to be small. But as we continue to go throughout the season and get more data on teams, it'll become more and more powerful. Really, just as a quick one, if you go into the kickoff game and look and click on the matchups for the Chiefs and the Ravens, one that always sticks out to us is the Ravens play action pass offense ranked first in the league last season. Lamar Jackson averaged almost 11 yards per attempt on play action. And that's a place the Chiefs defense struggled last season. So again, Baltimore adds Derrick Henry. The Chiefs lose L'Jarius Sneed this offseason. We see that as an advantage for Baltimore. Maybe that's somewhere that they lean in this kickoff game to try to pull off the upset in Kansas City.
This is awesome stuff. And I've gotten a glimpse of some of this over the years with some of the people that I've worked with. And when I was a beat reporter, and occasionally a player would pull out their iPad and show me something, and the way they can navigate it. I love that word that you've used, to democratize this for fans everywhere. It's really tremendous stuff. So first of all, thank you. Second of all, thank you for your time here on the show. And best of luck with everything that you're doing. This is awesome stuff, Bill, and we really appreciate you sharing it with us.
Absolutely. Again, NFL Pro is available as part of NFL Plus Premium. It's a really awesome product. We're really proud of it. And any feedback you have, please let us know.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, Bill, you're doing my job now, but just to make sure that we got all the copy points in, NFL Pro provides access to all 22 coaches' film and next-gen stats. It's available with an NFL Plus premium subscription at pro.nfl.com. And for more information on NFL Plus, visit nfl.com/plus. Bill Smith, everybody, NFL Director of Research and Analytics with us. All right. Appreciate Bill's time a little bit earlier today. And again, if you want to see any of that in actual action, one, you can sign up for NFL Pro and get that through NFL Plus. Just go to pro.nfl.com. Or if you just want the demo first before you try to test drive it yourself, go watch the second half of that interview on YouTube at the Team 980 or at Craig Hoffman. It'll be up right after the show tonight or first thing tomorrow morning if you want to see us navigating the screen, because it really is super ridiculously helpful as a way to follow the game, be a fan of the game. I'm not just saying that because they were nice enough to give us Bill and have him on the show. Like, I started playing around and I reached out to them. I was like, can somebody tell me more about this? This is sick, please. Okay, great. And it will definitely also help the show this year, because the ability for me to get into the numbers and the analysis, both on the next gen stats side, but also just to be able to quickly and efficiently watch something that we're going to talk about on the show, is just completely different than we've ever had before. Speaking of actual scheme, football stuff, how are the Commanders going to look on defense this year? Not in like, hey, we think they'll be good. What are they actually going to do? We'll talk about it next on the Hoffman Show on the Team 980, and always live as well on the free Odyssey app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.